Hi, this is Bill from Pull Yourself to Pieces. We started this podcast to spark conversations, challenge perspectives, and share the extraordinary tales that make life a thrilling adventure. At first, we didn't know how to create a podcast, but after doing research, we found a great online tool that we use to record each show. That tool is Zencastr, an all-in-one podcast platform that works right out of a browser. You can record studio-quality audio and up to 4K video, even if your connection is unstable. Then you can use the tool's post-production features to help you edit those recordings so your podcast can sound its best. And finally, Zencastr can host your shows and help you distribute them to multiple platforms like Spotify and Apple. It's so easy, and if we can do it, so can you. There's nothing to stop you from creating your own podcast right now. Go to Zencastr.com/pricing and use my code BillyRay, and you'll get 30% off your first month of any Zencastr paid plan. I want you to have the same easy experience as I do for all my podcasting and content needs. It's time to share your story.
Howdy, and welcome to another episode of Amos and Andy, your two favorite characters.
Wait a minute. Who?
Amos and Andy.
Amos and... Oh, at the first, I thought you said something else. Not
no,
Amos.
I did not say the... Said, no, I did I not say something. That word.
I was wondering which one of us is Andy.
I said Amos, what? Not... No.
Okay. Well, first of all, yeah. Neither one of us is Amos or Andy.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
but this opening ties into what's coming up later. A lot of people love the Amos and Andy show, and what was Amos and Andy? It was two supposedly black gentlemen that would, you know, their escapades and what they went through.
Really?
And I'm sure by today's standard, it would be known as just absolutely racist. But you know,
was it a TV show, or radio?
No, it was just radio, and you just sat there, kind of like what we do, a radio.
And were they really actually? African Americans?
Well,
or they were people playing as them.
They sounded that way. So who knows?
Who knows?
But anyway, so I take two. Welcome to Pull Yourself to Pieces, the podcast.
And oh, right.
Episode number 80.
Hello.
Woo. Oh, hi, Bill.
Oh. Oh, hi, Ray.
Hi. 80 times. This is the 80th time we're doing this.
80 episodes. Yep.
I can't imagine doing something I like to do 80 times.
Oh, you're right. Even that.
Let me tell you, for our three listeners out there, do we have a show for you? I'm telling you, it's back to the roots of when the show used to be funny, or at least tried to be funny.
Right, exactly, right.
So with that being said...
the show was funny once? No.
Yeah, let's take a break. So let Bill do his commercial. And if you all listen and want to shut, you know, just lower it down... While he's doing his commercial, he won't know. So
that's all you got to say, huh? That's it.
That's what I do. I turn the volume down.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
the truth comes out.
All right. So
I usually give you a dig by this point. So I mean, all right. I guess it's your turn. All right. Okay. Now we're even.
We'll be back.
We'll be back.
Hi, this is Bill from Pull Yourself to Pieces. We started this podcast to spark conversations, challenge perspectives, and share the extraordinary tales that make life a thrilling adventure. At first, we didn't know how to create a podcast, but after doing research, we found a great online tool that we use to record each show. That tool is Zencastr, an all-in-one podcast platform that works right out of a browser. You can record studio-quality audio and up to 4K video, even if your connection is unstable. Then you can use the tool's post-production features to help you edit those recordings so your podcast can sound its best. And finally, Zencastr can host your shows and help you distribute them to multiple platforms like Spotify and Apple. It's so easy, and if we can do it, so can you. There's nothing to stop you from creating your own podcast right now. Go to Zencastr.com/pricing and use my code BillyRay, and you'll get 30% off your first month of any Zencastr paid plan. I want you to have the same easy experience as I do for all my podcasting and content needs. It's time to share your story. Pull Yourself to Pieces will now give you about 30 seconds of silence in order to get our dead air out of the way and to have a smooth flowing show. Here we go.
All right, you sneaky little bastard. Did you turn off the microphones?
Oh, you're talking to me?
Yeah, no, well, there's only two of us in the studio.
Oh, right. No, unless somebody else came over here to the board,
yeah,
raised the volumes, yeah, okay, took us out of queue, because that's what it's called. Okay, you go into queue, and then things don't go out over the air.
Okay.
Here's a little queue thing, and then it's on the air. We're in queue. Nothing we're saying right now.
So nobody can hear us.
Is being right, exactly.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
anyway.
How's the dating thing going?
Oh God, the dating thing. there is something new. Something new.
Really?
Yeah. I just briefly met somebody, and you know, I told her I was alone. You know, I don't have any family here. You're on Long Island,
right?
And she that we do not speak of lives somewhere else. So I thought, she said, well, you should get a puppy. And I'm like, I'm really not a dog person, though. I like dogs, but my lifestyle doesn't really warrant having a dog. But
right.
I'm thinking, well, what the hell? Let me give it a shot. So there was this guy.
Really? You're thinking about it?
Well, I got a puppy.
Really?
I bought a puppy. There was this guy.
I can't believe you did this.
I know. It's very different from me.
Yeah.
But, there was this guy, he had this little stand, you know, out in front, I don't know, over on Main Street. It was just, you know, we had a table and he had boxes.
Yeah.
And, you know, puppies for sale, and they were cheap. They're like $20. I'm thinking, man.
$20?
Yeah, for $20. He's inside. Let me go get him. He's really.
This cool. wasn't hold a stuffed on. Animal for $20.
No, hold on. I'll go get him.
He's okay.
He's in the other room. Hold on.
Okay. Oh, you brought him in.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's in the other room. All right, hold on.
Yeah, I'm holding. $20. What the hell?
Okay, all right. Here he is. Isn't he cute?
Oh. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Very, very quiet. I haven't heard a little bark or a whimper or anything out of him.
Let me get a little closer look at that.
I'll tell you what. I've never seen a coat like that on a puppy. Don't you think his hair is kind of like really kinky and curly and wiry? I mean, I've never seen hair.
Yeah.
I've never seen hair like that.
This was on the street. This guy was selling.
Yeah. Puppies. Yeah. $20. I'm thinking, hey, man, I know a bargain when I see one.
Mm-hmm.
What? Mm-hmm. What's the matter?
I don't think that's a puppy.
What?
That's
what do you mean you don't think it's a puppy? How could it not be a puppy?
Okay, some animals look like other animals, okay? Like, you know,
what?
Some puppy dogs.
You mean like donkeys and...
Right, they have certain... No, but I mean like, you know, certain... Oh, boy, right. I have a feeling that that's not what you think it is. In fact, I have a feeling
what?
That looks more like a cub.
What do you mean cub?
Yeah, like that looks like a bear cub.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
A bear cub.
Yeah, that's a bear cub.
Uh-oh. You know, this thing's going to, it's going to grow up. It's going to be huge.
Yeah, this is like, you know, the little monkey and it becomes King Kong.
Oh, no.
Or Mighty Joe Young.
What if this is the grizzly bear cub? That's not gonna, he could, I could come home from work one day. He could be hungry and eat me.
Oh, my God. Oh,
and who's going to do the show?
You do?
You know what? God. Oh, crap. I think our time's up.
Okay. All right.
Who told you that?
Hello, and welcome to a new segment that we call Who Told You That?
Wait, stop.
What?
We have a new segment?
Yeah.
Well, nobody told me. Did you think this up?
No, the producers did.
Oh.
We got a room of producers now.
Did they use AI?
They could have.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's not a good idea, huh?
No, it's not a good
Why?
Idea. I don't know.
We don't trust AI?
I don't trust AI. Who knows? You know, it could turn on us. It could give us really bad information.
Well, that's perfect because that's what this is all about. Bad
no
information.
Way.
That's what this is about. Who told this? You that
Who
is
told
about
you?
Misinformation and falsehoods
yeah.
that we hear and we think are true.
Yeah.
Lies.
Oh.
That people told us. So, yes, we're going to cover some common misconceptions and
Ooh.
Falsehoods that
oh boy.
Just a couple for you for this segment.
And let this our audience know that these are I have not been privy to these, so these are going to be first time I'm hearing them.
That's right. For example, okay,
yes.
Now one of these things is the misconception about the health masks that people are back to wearing again in certain places. And, you know, you hear a lot of people, it doesn't matter like what they are, like old, young, no matter what their political persuasion is, whatever, you know, there's a lot of people who are like, oh, I'm not wearing a mask. I'm not going to wear a mask. Why are you wearing the mask? Right. You know, because, you know, there's, again, like I said, there's misconceptions that aren't true. You can't believe everything that you hear. You know, you kind of need to make sure from a couple of sources that things are true. Yes or no?
Yes.
So the misconception about these health masks is that people believe that one, oh, this is a great one, that they completely deprive you of oxygen, which is not true. This is not, you're not putting a piece of metal over your mouth or duct tape, you know, over your mouth and nose, and then you're not going to get anything in. Okay.
Yeah. Well, if they did, if they did take away your oxygen supply, you would pass out.
Oh, that's so, a good, yeah.
Haven't seen too many people with a mask lying down, you know, flat on the ground.
Right. You haven't seen that too much. Right?
I haven't seen that at all. Not even once. So, that would be exciting though. You know, what happened to him? Oh, the mask, you know, it cut off his oxygen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They really think that wearing a mask is unnecessary, and that's completely, completely inaccurate.
Yes.
Okay. Thinking that the mask is only doing one thing, that maybe it's only protecting the wearer, which is also not true.
Yeah.
The mask will protect the wearer and it will protect other people.
Well, you know, the masks throughout history have had, you know, numerous, they've done numerous jobs. Take the Old West. Like right. When a guy was about to rob a bank, you know, he'd take his handkerchief and put it over his face. Because this way he didn't want the teller to know who he was. And
the swine flu or whatever he had.
He wasn't about that.
He wasn't, you know, trying to get, yeah. You know,
when he was out on the trail, that mask helped to keep all the dust out of his face.
Right. There you
so
go.
There you
Got
go.
It. Right. And he didn't have to smell the horse as much.
Well, yeah, I don't think you would get away from that. I think you're going to smell that horse no matter what you're wearing. That's my opinion, but I don't know.
Now, do you know what the N95 mask is? And why it's called N95?
I have no idea why it's called N95. I have not a clue.
Well, that's really the mask you want to use. Okay. Yeah, granted that, you know, there's knockoff masks and there's cheap little flimsy masks. Yeah, they're not going to protect someone.
Okay.
And there's a lot of things besides like COVID that's out there, right? I mean, there's a ton of things that are out there.
Oh, there's tuberculosis.
Exactly.
I had the bronchitis.
Right. Exactly. These are all contagious things.
It's an airborne virus.
Right.
Yeah.
These are all contagious things. The flu, you know, regular colds. So you know, you want to wear a mask. You got every right to wear a mask. And someone saying to you, you know, why are you wearing that? You know, it's just they're getting the wrong information. N95 mask, by the way, means that it blocks 95% of airborne particles. 95%.
Wow.
All right. That's a good, decent number.
Yeah. Well, for what it's worth, when COVID was, you know, it first came out and everybody said, oh, wear a mask. Right. I just got those cheap cloth masks that you put on, you know.
Yeah.
And apparently... either they did the job or I am just naturally immune because I know I haven't had COVID since it came out. So,
there was a lot of people who were asymptomatic. You could have definitely had it and you had it so mild that you didn't know
you didn't even know it. Exactly.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, you wouldn't even know. And you know what? That's fine because if you never had symptoms of it and you never were, you know, bedridden from
Yes.
And you had it mild, then that's great. You're right. That's you're one of the lucky people. I've heard some, you know, again, this is perfect for this kind of conversation here about who told you that.
Right.
I've heard some people say like, oh, you know, if you're, you know, certain European blood, they didn't get sick from it. And I'm like, you know, again, you know, I don't really believe that myself. Okay. You know how many samples you have to take of people to prove that that's really the case that like, oh, you know, a lot of Italians are not getting COVID. You know, this.
I like that one. That one works for me. I can believe that one.
You can,
because I guess I didn't get it. But here's the thing. You know, the statistics came out that by all these people, or at least the smart ones that were wearing the masks, transmission of Kohl's went down and the transmission of the flu exactly. went down. People were definitely healthier for the 3+ years that we were in the throes of this virus. So as far as I'm concerned, it was a good thing being forced, you know. Were you forced? No. Were you not allowed to enter certain areas because you weren't wearing a mask? Yes.
Yes. Don't go to those areas then.
And that was to protect the rest of us.
Yeah. It's not just about you.
Want to bet? Not in this country.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. But anyway, that's what I wanted to cover on this week's of Who Told You That. Well, on the next installment of Who Told You That, I think we'll cover the misconceptions about illegal immigrants.
So this is a cliffhanger. You're gonna have to wait till next week.
Yeah, you're not gonna know what I'm gonna say about
that. Well, now, yes, I do. It's gonna be about illegal immigrants. I was paying.
It was. I could change that.
I was bastard.
Who told you that?
All right. Well, as they say, on with the show. Can we go right into my segment, or do we need to take a break?
No, we're taking a break.
Why?
Because I need a break from you.
Fine.
Goodbye.
Have you found yourself alone with no family or friends? Do you yearn for some company? The folks at InstaFriends have a solution. Life-sized, custom-made cardboard cutouts of your favorite actors, musicians, politicians, and celebrities can now be yours. The 10,000-character catalog will easily have a new friend for you. Height-appropriate with lightweight stand, these cutouts will keep you company for years. Our deluxe model comes complete with a small speaker device where sayings like, "Had a hard day at work," "What's for dinner?" or even, "Feeling frisky, you sexy beast," can be heard at the touch of a button. InstaFriends, when nobody really wants to be your friend. Find us in the Sharper Image catalog.
What is wrong with you? So here we are back with my favorite new segment, which is what I call "What is wrong with you?" And
this is not directed at me, right?
Each week? It could be.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So while I got you here, what is wrong with you? No.
You got a few hours?
Oh, wow. You know what? I take that back. I've spoken to you at length, and no, you don't want to tell me. What is wrong? These are observations that I make on a daily basis of what I see and hear. And I scratch my head mostly and just say to myself under my breath, what is wrong with you?
Right.
So, all right. So, example number one, I'm back on Facebook to promote our show, obviously, and my ebook. And I really don't spend a lot of time there, but I like to scroll and I like to read some of, you know, what others are reading. Or placing on there. And
right.
Recently I came across a profile called Classic Cars Fan.
Classic Cars Fans.
Right. So this person is a fan of classic cars.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. And you know, they've got a logo and you know, they have, you know, followers.
Wow. So official.
They post a lot of you know, and every time it's a picture of a classic car and then the description of what the car is.
Mm-hmm.
And then people get to comment or like, you know, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, I'm a car guy. That's my thing, right?
Yeah.
I think anybody who's listening to this.
You've said it a couple of times.
I'm definitely a car guy. So when I see a car, I'm like, ooh. And then I see the description of the car and I see that this person has the wrong name of the car attached to the picture. I'm like, what is wrong with you? I mean,
this so-called expert.
If you thank you. Wow. Thank you very much.
Wow.
The so-called expert. I'm like, what the hell's wrong with you? I mean, you can take that picture and Google the car to get the real or correct name of the car without any guesswork.
Oh my gosh.
When you show a picture of a Corvette and go 71 Camaro, I'm like, no, I don't think so.
Right.
Right. You know, it's hard to mix up those.
Or he's got the Ferrari and he's talking about a, you know, Volkswagen, Volkswagen Beetle.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, wait a minute. Yeah. What is wrong with you? Okay.
Although Herbie the Love Bug could go up against a bunch of Ferraris anyway. And,
oh, without a doubt. Yeah. You know, he was in a class all his own.
I think there's real life in some cars.
All right. I know you've never ridden on a motorcycle, and I've only been on a motorcycle very, very few times.
I think I was on a passenger of a motorcycle very briefly and hated it for like a minute.
Well, there is a type of handlebars called ape hangers.
What is it?
Ape hangers, as
ape,
in
ape hanger.
as in big, ugly, you know, giant ape.
Oh.
They're called ape hangers.
Really?
And they extend from the neck of the motorcycle up into the air a good, what sometimes looks like about 4 feet.
4 feet?
4 feet, okay? So the rider now...
Is he standing?
No. No, but considering where the seat is on a motorcycle and considering where these handlebars are, there's pictures of these guys riding the motorcycles with their arms straight up in the air, just barely attached to the hand grips.
Oh, that's going to be great when I got to make a turn.
Thank you very
much. Oh, my God.
At that geometry, when you go to make a turn, if you're making a left turn, your left arm is actually going to come down a little bit. But if your right arm is already extended out to where it's going to come out of your shoulder socket, you're going to have a problem. And you know what? If you can't steer that thing, you're a menace on the road. So what I have to say to that is, what is wrong with you?
You are absolutely correct. They're not going to be able to negotiate anything but straight.
I'm like, seriously? And then I think, imagine having a ride like that for 2 hours.
Oh my God.
I mean, with your arms straight up, it would be like, you know, when
even an ape wouldn't want to do that.
It's like when they capture the hero and they chain him up and they pull the chain really tight and his arms are stretched out over his head and he has to sit like that for a day.
Yeah. Yeah.
I look at these guys on these motorcycles and I'm like, okay.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Let's talk about the polar plunge people. These are the nut jobs that go to, you know, places where it's really, really cold, like the Arctic and the beach, and they jump in the water into freezing, you know, cold water.
And they're in like their underwear, right? Practically.
And they're in bathing suits.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
And I don't know why they're doing this. All I want to know is, what is wrong with you? Because when I get in my shower, it's got to be hot enough to boil an egg. You know, I can't imagine sticking my toes in water that's, you know, freezing.
It's not going to be a feel good thing.
No, I can't imagine. No, it's not going to feel good. And why are you doing this?
I don't know. I think they got a hypothermia fetish.
It must be.
It's a death wish, and they got the hypothermia fetish.
I don't know. I look at them and I just shake my head and go, "Oh my gosh,
that's great! Wow, right. I've seen them. You're right. I mean, you know, right. You see them."
This next thing I'm going to talk about has only been around for a couple of years. It's very new, and All right, here's the thing. There are, I want to call them bodybuilders, but most times they are not.
Okay.
There are men who are injecting into their muscles a grade of oil.
What?
To make the muscles look bigger.
Is it motor oil? Vegetable oil?
No, it's not motor oil, but it is a kind of lubricant.
Oh,
this
boy.
This lubricant is not meant to be injected into the body.
You would think.
Oh, trust me. I've seen the pictures. And so when you've got a normal size looking guy that all of a sudden has 26 inch biceps and that's all he has, you know that he's been injecting this oil. What happens is, just, you know, it's kind of the same as getting breast implants, kind of, but the breast implants are encased in a substance that's not going to leak. That's going to either keep the silicone or water, you know, free from being transported throughout different parts of the body. Oh, the problem with this is, okay, that the oil eats into the muscle tissue that it is kind of next to.
Oh.
So if you start putting this into your shoulders, your shoulder muscles eventually start to deteriorate. If you put this into your pec muscles, then your chest muscles slowly to start deteriorate.
Wow.
And the only way to fix this is eventually, if it gets infected, you have to amputate.
Oh. Well, there goes putting it into your pecker.
And I just look at these. It'll be big for a while, and all of a sudden, it's gone. It's gone. Cut that sucker right off. And all I say is, when I see these guys, I just think, what is wrong with you?
What is wrong with you?
You don't want to spend a minute in the gym, but you want instant satisfaction. And
nobody wants to work for anything. They want the easy route. And that doesn't sound so easy. It might be easy for the injection, but it doesn't sound like it's easy anytime after.
I'm telling you, when we're done with the show, when you got some time, Google.
I'm scared.
Men injecting muscles with oil. Wow. And you'll see the pictures. And we'll talk about this again on the next show, because you'll be like, holy shit. Anyway.
Wow.
And the last but not least.
Okay.
Concerns a... how do I put this? A very deranged orange person.
Okay, that works. I think half of our listeners will know that.
Half of our listeners. he's a liar. He's anyway.
Yeah.
He was recently forced to pay a $5 million judgment to a woman that the woman claims that he defamed her by calling her a liar.
Yeah.
Well, she was found to be correct. And he was found to be liable for $5 million that he had to pay for her. Right. So after that, the smart thing to do would have been to just let it lie, let it go.
Keep his mouth shut.
This person that we're talking about went back onto social media and started calling this person names, a liar, a gold digger, this and that.
Yeah.
Well, this woman decided to sue him again for libel and slander. And this time she won in a judgment $83 million from this stupid orange person. And all I can say is, what is wrong with you?
Exactly.
All you had to do was just keep your mouth shut. And just be out. You know, you could have
the odds that she won both of those things, whether he appeals or not to this type of thing.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's not going to win an appeal. So it.
Oh
like,
no, he already knows he's not going to win.
Cough up the money. What the hell were you thinking? Like you said.
What right? What is wrong with you? That's all. What is wrong with you? And so we're going to end on that note.
Wow.
And so stay tuned, listeners. We got some interesting stuff coming up.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
All right, bye.
This is Bill, and you're listening to Pull Yourself to Pieces, the podcast, hosted on Anchor. You never heard of Anchor? Anchor by Spotify is a podcast host platform, and it's an easy way to make a podcast. We picked Anchor because they have everything we needed all in one place. You can record and edit a podcast from your computer or even right from your phone. Then you can have your podcast distributed easily to multiple platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and much more. And did I mention it's free? That's right. Anchor is free. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Thank you. Please wait for assistance.
The content that follows may include material that some listeners might find offensive or sensitive. The intent is not to cause discomfort or harm, but to provide entertainment. If you are easily offended or uncomfortable with potentially controversial topics, we recommend exercising caution and discretion while continuing to engage with this content. The views expressed in the following material are not necessarily reflective of the opinions held by the creators, producers, or Pull Yourself to Pieces, or distributors. Listener discretion is strongly advised. Welcome to a new segment that we're going to do where we listen to what we call embarrassing music from the past.
Oh, boy.
Well, what happened is every year... a batch of music becomes public domain,
which
right?
means and explain that to our listeners.
Well, basically what happens is that the rights to be able to listen and replay and play and possibly record their own version of this particular song,
yeah,
is now available to anyone. It doesn't have any more copyright anymore. And usually happens when they're over 100 years old.
Okay.
So we're listening to stuff that's about 100 years old now. So
okay.
What we're going to do is we're going to listen to a song, and we'll play it for our listeners here. This song is called I Must Have an Italian Girl, and it's from 1924.
I don't see anything wrong with this song.
19...
Of course, I haven't heard the lyrics yet, but I like the title.
You like the title?
I like the title.
Right. You've been wanting an Italian girl all your life.
No. Yeah.
I Must Have an Italian Girl. It's a song, as I said, from 1924.
So, just let me interject briefly.
Sure.
And you can continue. I believe you ran a disclaimer at the beginning of the show, and basically that covers what our listeners are about to hear, correct?
Yes. Yes. As I had said, that if anyone is offended, you know, right, this is strictly for entertainment, and we do not
condone or subscribe to these ideas or ideals that are reflected in the lyrics.
That's correct.
All right.
That's really all you can say.
All right.
You know, But here it is, folks. First time us playing a song here. I actually playing a song that's not from an artist that we've known who's alive.
Obviously. And so the title and the artist, please.
Yes, the title is I Must Have an Italian Girl.
Bye.
And the artist is Joe Schenck. S-C-H-E-N-C-K. Joe Schenck. Real Italian name.
Joe Schenck. Yep. Not really.
Right. Here it is, folks.
Hey, Joe, I say, paisan, just 1 minute, excuse. What's that paper you read today?
The matrimonial news. What's the matter? You want a wife?
I'm a lonesome little wop. When I find the gal what I like, I'm gonna make a hitch 'em up.
There's Irish, French, and Dutch girls what advertise, I see.
They may be very nice to you, but they're a lot of baloney to me. I must have an Italian gal, that's the best of kind. No one with a flap, with a bob, with a hair, with a push 'em in here and a push 'em out there. They leave it a dish and a sink and a kick, and look in the cheek and a move in the pitch. No one with a wife who look up for fun. I wonder the kind what saved the one. My cousin Salvador, he's got one. She make it spaghetti, she bake it the bread. She sell it the hooch and the cigarette. She washes the dish, she scrub the floor. And when she finish, she work in the store. She make it the dress, she make it the hat. She fix them up this, she fix them up that. She work all the time, no lazy, you bet. Got traveling kids, so more come yet. That's why you see a man like me must have an Italian gal. I must have an Italian gal, that's the best of kind. No one with a flap, with a bob, with a hair, with a push 'em in here and a push 'em out there. They leave at the dish and a sink in the kit, and look in the sheet and a move in the pitch. No one with a wife who look up for fun. I want the kind who savor the one. I don't want a such wife like my friend Giuseppe. She looks very nice, but too much step. There's something wrong, I'm bet you a dime when the iceman comes in the winter time. Pedro's wife, she's one big fool. She learned to cook in correspondence school. She don't fill up his dinner pail. She boils two eggs and send them by mail. Pony's wife must be a man. She takes in boarders to save expense. A man who keeps a boarder must be a dunce. Cause I was a boarder myself once. My brother's wife, she's a crazy in the head. She got a radio set right by her bed. She wake him up and a half past three and say, look, I got a station, DVD. That's why you see a man like me must have an Italian gal.
All right, so there it is. I Must Have an Italian Girl.
Ooh, wow. All I can say is it was like listening to Chico Marx do a parody.
Right.
Because I don't really think the singer, Joe, is really Italian.
You think?
That was the worst attempt at an Italian accent I've ever heard in my life.
Right there is already a problem. Yeah.
Right. It's a problem right there.
Yeah,
right
exactly.
Right on the money.
Exactly.
I'll tell you what, it's got a lot of lyrics. I mean, there's a lot going on in the song.
Yeah.
You know, there really is, there's no break per se. It's just
no,
words.
You're right. Yeah, right.
Like conventional songs usually have a break in the middle where the instruments will come in, but this person just kept writing. And
this was popular music in the 20s, by the way.
I don't think it's
the popular music. Well, it's part of the popular music, you know what I mean?
Like, I don't find this particular song offensive, although
we're Italian.
I'm Italian, but I'm also a comedian. I can see it's obviously satire. All right. It's not to be taken seriously.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of things that I couldn't exactly understand everything he's saying.
Right.
You know, I heard the word WAP, you know,
yeah, right. Which I laugh at because I think it's hysterical.
Right. Some people may not.
No, you know, some people.
Right. Exactly. Right. Some people may not, you know, and being Italian, you know, like should be offended, but I'm not really Italian.
I wasn't offended at all at this song. I think it's hysterical.
You think it's hysterical?
Yeah. I think it's hysterical. It's like I said, it's like listening to Chico Marx.
Yeah.
You know,
he's talking about her. He wants her to mop. Right, he did say that, right?
Yeah, he wanted to mop in the kitchen. He wanted to make food. He needs a maid and a cook.
Yeah,
I'm surprised he didn't say, you know, wash and wax my car and drive me around. Right. I mean, this guy is the king of the misogynist, for crying out loud.
Oh yeah, right. Exactly.
I'll tell you what. If anybody's offended, it's any woman listening to the song.
Right. You're right. It's not so much Italian because it doesn't matter. It's Italian.
It's right. Every single woman alive on this planet will listen to this song and go, yeah, I can't wait to hook up with this guy.
Yeah, tell me about it. The scary part is how many people these days might still subscribe to this kind of thinking.
Oh, there's a lot of men who subscribe to this.
Tell me
kind of
about
thing.
It. Hello. Yeah. There's been a lot of talk. I mean, I haven't heard it lately because I'm really
unplugged.
Pick and choose. Right. I really pick and choose what I'm reading and what I'm listening to. And not too long ago, there was, you know what I'm talking about. There was a lot of talk about like, women, the old adage, well, women should be barefoot and pregnant, you know, staying in the kitchen.
Yeah.
I heard that a lot over the last several years. Let's say the last, seven years.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little too often.
Yeah.
You know? That offended me.
Yeah, because some idiot was elected president and decided to unleash the floodgates of every misogynist, macho idiot on the planet to have their opinion heard.
Right, they had those opinions, they had all those feelings, but finally someone like made it legitimate to just be able to just go out in the open and say it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there you have it. One of the songs from the 1920s, and we'll try to find something even more offensive for the next installment.
Oh, goody. Maybe we can piss off a whole swath of people.
Right, not just the women. We'll try to piss off.
Right. All right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to be boycotting our show. They're going to be showing up at the stage door with torches and pitchforks. just like in Frankenstein.
Oh, so what do you want to take a break and we'll come back to one of your favorite segments?
Oh yeah.
We'll go
to one of our nuns on the Run.
Yes, exactly. It last states in the United States that we've covered so many states now on that segment.
Is it the last one?
It's the last of the United States, yes, and we plan on continuing loony laws with other cities all around the world.
Oh boy, that sounds like fun.
But we'll be right back with the bottom of the alphabet for the states and their crazy laws right after this.
It's time for Loony Laws of the Land.
Hello and welcome to another installment of Loony Laws of the Land. Actually, this is going to be the final installment of Loony Laws of the Land. The U.S.
How is this the final installment? What about the letter Z?
What? There's no states with the letter Z.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Have you checked the map?
Yeah. You know a state? You know what state with the letter Z?
There's no state with the letter Z?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Maybe a state named Zebra or Xylophone or... Wait, right. Xylophone starts right.
Xylophone
with an X.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Oh, all boy. Right. There's no X's mind. Either. Okay,
so
yeah.
where are we at?
We are going to Wyoming.
Wyoming?
Wyoming, right.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Wyoming.
So get ready to scratch your head on these crazy laws that are still on the books.
I can't wait.
In the state of Wyoming. Where is Wyoming again? That's west?
It's west and north.
West and north.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's keep that in mind.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
All right. So in the state of Wyoming,
yeah.
Any building, right, a new building that's going to cost over $100,000, which a building.
That's a shack.
Like exactly.
That's an outhouse.
Any building that costs over $100,000 to build, okay, unless it's really cheap to build things in Wyoming,
yeah,
must put at least 1% of the funds towards artwork for the building.
Oh, really? Artwork? Wait, that must be artwork. a very new... Wait a minute. That's a new law.
Interesting.
Artwork has only been around as recent. That's not 100 years old, that law.
That's true. Right.
But... Yeah. But see how they got around. But do you see how they got around it? They put a cap on it, you know, $100,000. I mean, I can't think of a single building that costs less than $100,000 to build.
Like you said, you could have a double sized garage built with a frame.
Yeah,
it's going to cost you maybe $100,000
easily,
right? Unless this law is so old that 100,000 was a building, you know.
It's a noble idea to, you know, give money to that cause at work because it keeps people working. But to make it a law where you have to do, I mean, that's just, again, I call it First Amendment infringement rights. You know, our rights are always being infringed upon. And here's another example.
True. Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Continue. Okay, so apparently there are quite a few mines. Not mimes.
Mimes. Didn't we have one on the show, Joe the Mime? You weren't crazy about him, were you?
No, he wouldn't shut up.
He gave us the finger when he left, too.
Yeah. So there's mines.
Yes. Oh, mines. Okay.
M-I-N-E.
M-I-N-D-S. Mind. Mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Right. There are mines.
What?
Hey, look, mining is not an easy thing, okay? I
wouldn't know, and when did you do mining? Is this your opinion or fact?
Hey, mind your own business. Okay, so in the state of Wyoming,
yes,
if you are in a mine
yeah,
and you are drunk, you could end up in jail. Yeah, they don't want any mines getting drunk.
No, what could happen? I mean... You're going to fall asleep.
Go down in there. You may need a few drinks.
Yeah, sure enough.
I wouldn't want to go up on a ladder.
In order to go on a ladder, he had to have a drink.
All right? If I had to go down in a hole.
If I was in a dark and dusty environment all day, I'd be drinking my ass off.
Just to make it
through a day.
You're going to put me in jail.
All right, so here's the thing. Once you emerge from the mine with that bottle, you're okay. you're fine.
We're good.
Wow, that's what that says.
Coming out, they go in with a full bottle, come out with an empty bottle.
You're going to jail, sucker.
Or if you're way down deep, you can. Oh, you know what? You need to drink the bottle so you have somewhere to pee.
What?
You pee in the bottle. You know, way down there.
Never mind.
You can just...
Never mind. I think you've been doing the show too long.
Oh, speaking of drunks, I guess Wyoming. Yeah, because wait, this next one. Apparently, there's a lot of drinking going on in Wyoming. Who knew?
I didn't.
Apparently, junk dealers. Right.
All right, junkyards or like Sanford and Son.
Not like, you know, let me see your junk. No, junk dealers. What kind of place is that?
There's a whole store devoted to that. Come on in and show us your junk.
Wow.
We have a back room for you people that are shy.
Anyway, oh my God. That's hilarious. the regular garbage junk dealers.
Okay, got it.
They can't make any trades, any deals with drunk customers.
Well, that's...
Maybe that's... You know, that's true. I mean, that's kind of a good law.
That's civil. That's a good thing.
That's kind of a good law.
That's a good law.
It's a shame that it's a shame they have to even like have that law, and they probably still enforce that law. Yeah,
you know, because if a drunk guy came in with his wife's wedding ring that was like an 8-carat diamond, and the guy behind the counter says, "Yeah, I'll give you $20 for that," because he realized that the guy was drunk, right. that would be taking an advantage. Mm. So yeah, mm-hmm. Good law. Good law.
It should be in every state.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So apparently in Wyoming, Ray, it's against the law to wear a hat that this is a great law.
What?
It's against the law to wear a hat that blocks a person's view at a public place of amusement or theater. Yeah. That should be an
These guys have
10-gallon hat. Right. Guy got a 10-gallon hat, comes sit right in front of you, and he's blocking like 12 people behind him.
You know, that's an infringement that's an infringement right that I like.
Me too. That should be every state.
That should be every state.
That should we should be able to take that guy's hat and fling it.
Movie theaters, concerts. Take that hat off.
Who's the guy with the big hat?
It's obstructing my view.
Yeah, and there's some big hats, man.
Yeah, especially in Wyoming. Yeah, there's cowboys out there still.
Right. Okay. Oh, I think we've had this before.
Squirrel. You want to hear something funny? The other day, I worried a squirrel.
You worried?
I did.
How did you do?
The weather was nice. It was like 75 degrees here in Virginia that day.
Right.
And I was driving. I had my window down. And I'm coming around a curve in front of my house. And there's a squirrel right there at the curve. And as I got upright, I yelled, "Hey," really loud, like really quick. And the thing jumped like 3 inches off the ground. And I went, "I just worried a squirrel. I could go to jail in some states for that." And I go, "I got to remember to tell Bill."
Oh, my God. You're making me cry. That's hilarious.
I really did it. It was hysterical.
Now when you're coming around, he's waiting. He's stepped. He's way back. Like, looking. That's him.
That's him.
I ain't going out. I ain't going out.
Ain't getting me again.
Or I'll get a bunch of my friends.
You could see I startled him. It was too funny.
Oh, my God. No, it's not about a squirrel. Apparently.
Horse.
Right. No, it's not a horse.
Got to be a horse. Bird
or but no, it's no, it's apparently it is against the law to fish with a firearm. Yes, we have definitely had something like that.
How does that work?
I know. And what are you guys using?
What it was a bazooka.
The only thing that might be interesting is going to be like a bow and arrow, crossbow, maybe fishing like that.
But that's not a firearm.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. I'm thinking of like a weapon that's like, you know, a serious weapon. Okay. Since you can get your hand on almost anything, we're going to use the what's the one that people love to use when they do the mass shootings? What is that?
An AR-15.
AR-15. I'm going to shoot up trout. So trout.
I'm going to shoot up this pond.
I'm going to get some trout. There'll be nothing left of it.
That again, I don't see. I can't understand why that's a law. That's just common sense. Why would you fish with a gun? I mean. You're shooting, you're going to blow to smithereens.
I hope that if people actually really still do that with firearms, because obviously they must have done it, that they made a law, right? Yeah, so sometimes they did it. I hope somebody does police them. And I just love to see the guy getting, "What are you here for?" Yeah, I was, you know. I shot up the pond.
That's not fishing. That's murder. There's a difference.
Exactly.
There's no sport in that whatsoever.
You take a machine gun and try and shoot a rabbit. What? Really? It's the same mentality.
I know. No? Well, yeah. Well, there's a lot of that going around.
Okay. Now, what's? Do you know the laws for fences? Fences. You know.
Yes.
Like,
a good fence in Virginia. Makes good in Virginia. Neighbors. Yes. A good fence makes good neighbors.
Right. Right.
I don't know what the law is in Virginia, but I got to tell you. There are not a lot of fences here. I have no fence. Right. You know, you can walk right across my property.
Right. Well, Long Island is full of fences, if you remember.
Oh, yes.
All right. Everywhere there's fences.
Yes.
Okay? Fences everywhere.
Yes.
Apparently, there is up to $750 fine for anyone who doesn't close a fence. That's interesting. Okay? In Wyoming. So I'm guessing there's got to be some spots where you can have – there's no fence. But I guess if you start to do a fence, you better close it. I guess.
That has to be.
It's kind of weird.
Well, define close it. Close it could mean anything. You could close it with a plastic bag.
They're saying it's got to have a closure. Okay, now it could have a gate, but it's got to close. So it can't be an open fence, which is weird to me because, like I said, I'm guessing I don't think there's a law that you have to have a fence on your property.
No, there's not a law that you have to have a fence.
You have to have a fence on Long Island. You have to have a fence around a pool.
Yes.
Okay. But yes, there is definitely no law that you have to have a fence around the property. There is at least one house, which is surprising, actually. There is one house on my block that does not have a fence. One out of like 30. Okay. Normally it's everybody has a fence.
Yes. Okay.
You know,
so let's talk about this law. So, it doesn't make any sense to put up a fence and then have an opening.
That's true too.
It makes no sense. There's no logic that is true behind too. That.
Right. What did you do it for?
Right. What are you trying to keep in? Because whatever you're trying to keep in,
unless you ran out of money,
it's running out.
You ran out of money. I'm like, oh, damn it! I need one more piece. Oh,
just
well.
One more piece.
We'll just leave it like that. What are you going to put in? And what are you going to put in there? Don't put any pets in there. Don't put any farm animals
kids?
Or any livestock.
How about young kids?
Right. That's how about great. Young kids? All right, kids. Look, you see this spot right here where it's open?
Don't go past that. Don't go past that.
All right. Or else we're going to hunt you with a firearm. No.
Yeah, and don't go near those railroad tracks that are only 50 feet away either. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Do we have any more?
We have some more.
This has been fabulous. Wyoming's just a totally wacky place.
It's funny.
Yeah.
So apparently it is against the law for women to stand within 5 feet of a bar while drinking. What? I don't understand it.
That's kind of impossible.
Against the law for her to stand within 5 feet of a bar while drinking. Well, what is she? Wait, what? She's got to like be some kind of incredible calisthenic man.
I don't think
to be able to like.
Don't even forget it.
I'm not even gonna
go to the next one. That you can't explain that at all.
Ooh. Oh, speaking of rabbits, remember I said
who was speaking of rabbits?
A while back, I mentioned a rabbit.
Okay, go ahead. I got you.
It's against the law to take a picture of a rabbit from January to April without an permit. Without a permit.
No
There's
way.
A permit for
no
taking
way.
A picture of a rabbit.
No, yep. I don't believe you.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. I don't believe you.
There's some notes about this one. This law was created over 100 years ago and apparently included all wildlife. I guess
wildlife.
All they did, you know what? No matter what they were, they just, you know, they you can't somebody take must a picture somebody must have had a, I just guess I guess Dr. Doolittle must have had a conversation with them and they said like we don't want our picture taken. No pictures.
We want our privacy, damn it.
Between January and April. Only January and April.
What happens between January and April?
I don't know. May 1st, it's May 1st. Free reign. You could take a picture.
There's hundreds of people out there with cameras. I can't wait to snap.
You can hunt them between January and April, but you can't take a picture.
Wow. Just there's something really wrong with Wyoming, Bill. Obviously. Can't take that picture.
Oh, again, there must be a lot of drinking going on because this next one, apparently it's against the law to ski while under the influence of alcohol. Yes, that's a good law.
I got news for you. When you get to the slopes, most people look like they are drunk while they're skiing.
Right.
And they've never touched a piece of, you know, drink of alcohol in their lives.
Yeah, right.
I remember going on a school trip, you know, high school going to
Oh, did you? You went skiing?
Yeah, I've gone a few times. I'm not the world's greatest skier, but it's fun.
We actually went
to Vermont on a ski trip.
Really?
And, you know, you can tell the people that had never been on skis before because at the bottom of the slope, there's this big fence made out of that cloth material.
Yeah.
You can see through it. It's red.
Oh, yeah, well, the
people that hadn't figured out how to snowplow would just bang into that fence.
And they're all tied up in it, right?
And get all tied up in it. There was this one girl, her name was Rosemary, and that's the way she stopped. And we would wait for her to come down the slope and then wail into the fence and bounce off. And then she'd get up and go and do it again.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well,
so that was
the
high point.
You gotta give her credit.
That was the high point of the day.
Yeah.
God only knows how far she would have gotten if that fence wasn't there.
Oh, a fence, right? Exactly, an open fence.
Yeah,
like, you know, had no fence, and right.
Yeah,
and
those were the days.
And
yeah,
last we got in Cheyenne, Wyoming, it is against the law to spit on the steps of a school. Well, that's a good law. Not too crazy. Okay, we end with one that's really not too crazy, because you know
The delicatessen.
Right, you can spit. Right, you can
all
spit
those
on
places. Not a problem.
In any of those places.
Don't spit on the school.
The steps of the school. No, less. You can spit in the school. Right, you can spit in the school.
What if the school has no steps? What do you do at that point?
Can you spit on a teacher if he spits on you?
Wow, I don't know. I think that's in the top 10. Wyoming's definitely in the top 10 of the wackiest states, and we've had.
We finish off the United States states. There we go.
I hate to see it go, but it was fun while it lasted.
We're going
to
pick something from random city around the world for the next Looney Laws. And, okay. And you're going to like it.
Oh, I can't wait. This was my favorite section.
Wow. Segment. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good. Well, that was a fun show.
That was a fun show.
We haven't done a show in a couple of weeks, and we just banged one out for January. This month's about over.
Yes, it is.
And I look forward to...
81.
To getting together again in a week or so, and we do another show.
All right. Well, we hope anybody listening out there enjoyed it. And if you'd like to comment, go to our website, pullyourselftopieces.com, and leave a comment.
Yes. Even if it's negative, we'll take
Even if it's negative.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. We're not offended.
We're not offended.
No.
Or if you have something that you'd like us to talk about or an idea for a segment that you think that we could pull off, put that down.
Right, but let's not talk about Ray wanting an Italian girl. I want an Italian girl.
I want an Italian girl. She's cooking the cleaner for me. Oh, my God. That was just hysterical. Absolutely hysterical.
All right. We're gonna sign off. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Say your usual.
Be good to each other out there.
There it is. All right. Next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Bill from Pull Yourself to Pieces. We started this podcast to spark conversations, challenge perspectives, and share the extraordinary tales that make life a thrilling adventure. At first, we didn't know how to create a podcast, but after doing research, we found a great online tool that we use to record each show. That tool is Zencastr, an all-in-one podcast platform that works right out of a browser. You can record studio-quality audio and up to 4K video, even if your connection is unstable. Then you can use the tool's post-production features to help you edit those recordings so your podcast can sound its best. And finally, Zencastr can host your shows and help you distribute them to multiple platforms like Spotify and Apple. It's so easy, and if we can do it, so can you. There's nothing to stop you from creating your own podcast right now. Go to Zencastr.com/pricing and use my code BillyRay, and you'll get 30% off your first month of any Zencastr paid plan. I want you to have the same easy experience as I do for all my podcasting and content needs. It's time to share your story.
Please check out our website, pullyourselftopieces.com.
That's right.
And you can subscribe to the show in Google and Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, CastBox, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, Stitcher, and YouTube, or via RSS, so you'll never miss an episode.
And if you enjoy our show, don't forget to give us a high rating.
And remember to tell your friends about the show.
Thanks for listening to our show, and thank you to freesounds.org and Gottlieb, Audio Mirage, Plasterbrain, Cognito Perceptu, FK Prod, Mirage Jaser, Shadow Wisp, D-Boss, Viku Seru, Intra Environmental Sound Project, Julian Nicholas, Carmelo Mike, G Kill Hour, 140178 Sound, CMU Sound Design, Alan M. Chi, Der Super Anton, Eric H. 2000, Bulbastray, FK Phantom, Ultra Dust, Ada Records, Stuart Colborn, Gabroid, Cubadup, GJ, Syntax C, Inspector J, Astounded, Madge 061785, Just Invoke, Short Record, Lorenzo Sue, and Amakenzie. CreativeCommons.org/licenses/buy/3.0/legal code.